ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind is a hamster wheel, constantly spinning but getting nowhere? You're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture, telling us to be on 24/7. But what happens when we neglect the most important thing, ourselves? That's where self-care comes in, folks. And no, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Today on the Dopamine Fast, we're diving deep into why prioritizing self-care is crucial for a healthy mind, body, and soul. Let's get real, right? We all have that one friend who seems to thrive on chaos and caffeine. They're always juggling multiple projects, answering emails at 3 a.m., and somehow still manage to look fabulous doing it. But let me tell you, that's not sustainable. Pushing yourself to the brink eventually leads to burnout, a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion that leaves you feeling drained and unmotivated. Self-care isn't just about avoiding burnout. It's about actively nurturing your well-being. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a high-performance engine. To keep it running smoothly, you need to give it the right fuel and regular maintenance. That means getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Now, I know what you're thinking, Logan. With all the deadlines, meetings, and responsibilities, where do I even find time for self-care? All. Trust me, I feel you. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't about carving out massive chunks of time. It's about integrating small, intentional practices into your daily routine. Here are five powerful takeaways to help you prioritize self-care. 1. Listen to your body. Ever ignored that nagging headache or the feeling of fatigue? Your body is constantly sending you signals, and learning to listen is crucial. If you're feeling drained, take a break. If you're craving movement, go for a walk. Respecting your body's needs is the first step towards self-care. 2. Set boundaries. Remember that saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a healthy person. Learn to set boundaries with work, social commitments, and even your own thoughts. Saying no allows you to protect your time and energy for what truly matters, your well-being. 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditating monk overnight. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, savor your meals, or simply notice the sensations around you. It's a powerful way to ground yourself and reduce stress. 4. Engage in activities you love. Think about the things that bring you joy: painting, reading, playing music, spending time with loved ones. Make time for these activities, even if it's just for 15 minutes a day. Remember, life isn't all about work and responsibility. It's about finding moments of joy and fulfillment. 5. Seek support when needed. We're not meant to go through this journey alone. Don't hesitate to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need support. Talking things through and sharing your feelings can be incredibly healing. Picture this. You wake up feeling stressed, deadlines are looming, and emails are piling up. But instead of diving headfirst into the chaos, you take a moment to yourself. You sip your coffee mindfully, stretch your body, or even just close your eyes for a few deep breaths. This small act of self-care sets the tone for your day, allowing you to approach your tasks with more clarity and focus. You're less likely to get overwhelmed, you make better decisions, and you feel a sense of calm amidst the storm. That's the power of self-care. So remember, friends, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in your well-being so that you can show up as your best self, both for yourself and those around you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some self-care practices that work for you? Share your tips and stories in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Fast for more daily insights on living a happier, healthier life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you deserve to be well.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.